With Montana News, I'm Eleanor Smith. A judge has ruled in favor of wildlife advocacy groups in a legal battle over the lethal removal of grizzly bears. As MTPR's Ellis Julin reports, the judge found the federal agency failed to assess how its actions harm grizzly recovery.
Federal District Court Judge Dana Christensen has ordered the federal government to conduct a new analysis of its work to prevent bear-human conflicts, including looking at the bears killed outside of recovery areas. That's due November 1st of 2026. Wildlife Services, a division with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, is responsible for removing animals that get into conflicts with humans. Those removals often involve killing the animal. Wildlife advocacy groups Trap Free Montana, Wild Earth Guardians, and Western Watersheds Project sued the program in 2023, saying its environmental assessment did not sufficiently examine how killing a bear affects the overall population. The court agreed. The groups estimate Wildlife Services kills an average of 10 grizzly bears in Montana every year. Wildlife managers have identified connectivity, or the ability for bears to move from one subpopulation to another, as a key component for a successful recovery. Grizzlies are federally protected under the Endangered Species Act. Separate from this case, the U.S. Department of the Interior is expected to make a decision on delisting two grizzly subpopulations in early 2025. In Missoula, I'm Ellis Julin.